give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My, just another delightful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always just what we need right in the middle of the week. And we had a delightful service last night, and thankful for what the Lord's doing both in the American church and in the Spanish church as well. And both are growing, and God's adding to his church, it seems like daily, but it's certainly weekly. And we're excited about what God's been doing here in our midst. Hope your church service was good where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed to keep on going for him here in this, what is it, third full week of October, and we're moving right on through this month, and it's been a great month so far. Listen, I want to share something with you today from Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. Where the Bible says, Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. You know that Israel's been in captivity in Egypt for 400 years. They are slaves under intense suffering and affliction. They cry to the Lord, and God hears their cry, and he raises up a deliverer. That deliverer is an 80-year-old fugitive named Moses. And Moses comes to Pharaoh in chapter 5, and he says, Let my people go. But Pharaoh refuses. In fact, he just increases the burdens and the bondage. So the people turn on Moses, and Moses turns to God. And here in chapter 6, God gives Moses words of encouragement. We all have trials. We all have troubles. We all have burdens. We all have discouragements. You may feel like the paratrooper who is given the instructions, jump when you're told, count to 10, and pull the ripcord. And in the unlikely event it doesn't open, then pull the emergency cord. And when you get down to the ground, a truck will be waiting to take you back to the base. Well, the time came to jump, and he obeyed orders, and he jumped. He counted to 10 and pulled the cord. Nothing. So he pulled the emergency cord. But nothing happened again. Great, he thought. I suppose the truck won't be down there when I get down to the ground either. Well, if you ever felt like the chutes weren't opening, or the truck isn't there waiting for you, then I have some words of encouragement for you today. The word that God said to Moses, those words are true for you and me today. God cares about you. My friend, God cares about every area of your life. He made the stars, the Bible says, and he calls them by their names. And this shepherd, we're told in the New Testament, calls his own sheep by name. My friend, you're not a number with God. You have a name. He called Ananias by name. He called Saul by name. He's not too engrossed with the affairs of the universe to call even the weakest believer by name. He knows your street address. He knows your phone number. He knows the circumstances surrounding your life. And so, what a God, what a Savior. So, can I tell you, he cares? He cares about your frustrations. In verse 6, notice the words burdens and bondage. God cares about your burdens. Burdens are worries, concerns, problems, difficulties, situations. We all have them. We all deal with it in this life. But God also cares about the bondage. Bondage are those things that control us. That could be people, could be substances, could be habits, sins, attitudes. The Bible calls it the chains of sin or the cords of sin. And God calls about it. You know what he says in 1 Peter 5:7? He says, cast all your burden on the Lord. And listen, it's pride that makes us want to do it all on our own. God says, I resist the proud. I give grace to the humble. You say, what about my problems? What about my concerns? What about my difficulties? I give them to God. I cast them on the Lord. Why? He cares. He cares. He cares. Let that sink in today, will you? He has a constant, concerning, unending interest in us. And he can break the bondage. If the Son will make you free, you'll be free indeed. So he cares about our frustrations, but he cares about our freedom. He tells them, I will redeem you in verse 6. And he did redeem them. We redeemed them by the blood of the Lamb. You read about it in Exodus 12. How does he redeem you and me? By the blood of the Lamb, my friend, the Lamb of God. We're free from sin. All of our problems are a sin problem. The drug problem in America is a sin problem. The crime problem is a sin problem. The immorality is a sin problem. Freedom from sin is only found in Jesus Christ. He frees us from the penalty of sin, but he also frees us from the power of sin. Sin, the Bible says in Romans 6, shall not have dominion over us. So I'm free from sin, and I'm free from slavery. The only one we are to be in bondage to is Jesus Christ. I like the Apostle Paul said, I desire to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God. Oh, my friend, he cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares about our frustrations. He cares about our freedom. He cares about our fellowship. Verse 7, he says, I'm going to take you to me for a people. God used those afflictions and trials in Egypt to bring Israel closer to him so he could show him his power. He wants them to experience his peace. He wants them to know his presence. God desires personal fellowship. He's a God that's near. He's not a God that's far off. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you, God said. And so affliction and troubles and burdens ought to drive us into his arms. Once, while talking along these lines in a hall in Ireland, a preacher said, what is it to abide in him? It is to keep saying, minute by minute, for this I have Jesus. And what will he be saying? With all the grace of his victory and all the victory of his grace, for this you have me. He said as he sat down and the meeting opened for testimony, a young lady at the piano rose and said, I must be first to testify since I have now to leave the hall. While the message of the sermon was going on, I received a telegram which said, Mother is very ill. Take the first train home. As I read the startling news, my heart looked up and said, for this, I have Jesus. Instantly, a peace and strength flooded my being. We who listened saw in her face a light that never was on land or sea. And listen, she went on and said, I've never traveled alone. For this, I have Jesus. I have to take a midnight train. But for this, I have Jesus. I have to make a connection and cross the channel. But for this, I have Jesus. Then I take my long railroad journey to the south of England. That and all the suspense that goes with it. I have Jesus. So that young lady at the piano left everyone with an illustration of faithfulness to Jesus and those who count on him. After 3 or 4 weeks passed, a letter came from her. And she said, life has become an uninterrupted psalm of victory as I see that everywhere, uninterruptedly, for this I have Jesus. Oh, he cares about our fellowship. He cares about our freedom. He cares about our frustration. But my friend, he also cares about your future. He says, I'm verse 8, I will bring you into the land. That's a promise for Israel, but it's a promise for you and me. See, he brought us out that he might bring us in. He brought you out of sin and death that we might be brought into heaven. He's preparing a place for us. The best is yet to come, Christian. The future is as bright as the promises of God. He wants to bring blessings out of your burdens. He wants to bring good things out of your grief. He wants to bring hope out of your hardship. Frank Graff was a minister, and he was known as the Sunshine Minister. Oh, outwardly, he always had a cheerful disposition, though he was often called to go through some severe trials. Going through one of those trials, he penned these words, does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Too deeply for mirth or song? Has the burdens press and the cares distress and the way seems weary and long? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Oh, listen to me, radio friend. He cares for you. He cares for you. He ever loves and cares for you. He'll do what no one else can do, for Jesus cares for you. He did miracles for Israel, and he can do them for you. He provided for Israel, and he can do it for you. He moved Israel. He can move you. He redeemed them. He'll redeem you. He took them out from under bondage. He can take you out from under your bondage. And if you need salvation, he certainly can save you. Oh, grab a hold of it today, believer. Grab a hold of it, those who believe in Jesus Christ. Those who know him as your Savior, he cares for you. Your frustrations, your freedom, your fellowship. And your future. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior. Your cares. He cares, my friend. Hope you know he cares for you today, and so do we here at Words to Encourage Radio. If we can help you in any way, we'd love to. If we can pray for any requests you have, we pray for several regularly, who are going through some difficulties. One with chemo, Sylvia, and battling cancer, and we're praying for God's healing touch for her, and others with marital situations and such, and we're praying for these situations, and we'll be happy to pray for your request if you just send me an email or I call the church, and if they don't answer, then go ahead and leave it on our machine, on the answering device, and we'll be sure to pray for your request. And I want to remind you, you can pick up these broadcasts as a podcast, and if you subscribe to that, we'd appreciate that. And plus, it'll notify you when a new broadcast is ready to be heard. It's on iTunes and on iHeartRadio. Either way, just go there, Words to Encourage Radio, our Bible Baptist Church, Words to Encourage, and it'll show up under podcasts, and then subscribe, and then you can listen at your convenience in case you don't get to listen exactly when it comes over the airwaves here on 91.5 FM. And of course, you can also listen to the broadcast on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. You can go to our YouTube page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and you can watch the services. We also try to post them on our Facebook page, which is Bible Baptist Church of Grove City as well. If you have any Spanish friends and they speak Spanish and they'd like a good, solid Spanish church, we can recommend one right here at Bible Baptist Church. And Pastor Adon Aviles and his wife Yesenia, meeting every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, same times as our church, 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., and Wednesdays at 7, and they'd be delighted to minister to the Spanish-speaking folks of our area. All right? God's doing some wonderful things. We're so glad. Hey, we're happy in the service of the King, and I'm glad to report to you that God cares for you. Well, I hope you have a great Thursday, everybody. And, of course, I'll look forward to being with you again tomorrow on the broadcast, which will be Friday. And that's always RU Fridays around here. It's our addictions program. Runs every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And I'll say more about that when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.